What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket got punched. Another soul boarded the termination train bound for the underworld. Ladies, we keep telling you, but you refuse to listen, which is great for me because I have endless content on this topic. You women do things to drive men over the edge. But then when that man finally snaps, oh, we're not going to focus on what she did to drive him to the edge. We're only going to focus on him actually going over the edge and snapping and taking action. Like the man in this article that was published on the 10th of December. Abilene man arrested for allegedly stabbing and offlining his wife. Now, gentlemen, as we all know, stabbing someone is very personal. So what could have drove this man to decide, yeah, the mask needs to go on? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Police have arrested 35-year-old Anthony Emilio Sanchez for allegedly stabbing and offlining his 32-year-old wife, Desiree Sanchez. Desiree was found unconscious inside of a home on Swiftwater Drive at around 10 a.m. Saturday after police received a tip that she was stabbed and the suspect was no longer on the scene. She was immediately taken to the hospital where she later succumbed to her injuries. Anthony fled the scene and was involved in a chase with police that eventually ended in Stamford after he crashed his vehicle. He was taken to the hospital where he stayed until Wednesday when he was booked into the Taylor County Jail. Desiree's one-year-old son was also in the car at the time of the crash and received minor injuries. Desiree was the anchor of her family, a nurse, a devoted mother, and someone who always made everyone around her smile. Anthony is being charged with first-degree termination for the stabbing deletion of Desiree Sanchez, and further charges are pending related to the pursuit and crash. Well. Gentlemen, I could be totally wrong, or I could be 50% right. The devil's in the details, gentlemen. She was a nurse. Now let's go ahead and use our deductive reasoning and logical minds to put this together. She's a nurse. He stabbed her. Something very personal, more than likely, was found out by Mr. Sanchez. Mm-hmm. We all know that nurses are the worst women to be in a relationship with. Period. Point blank, with flight attendants slash stewardess being a second in that chain of command, or should I say that chain of debauchery. Yeah, it's very funny. At this time, Anton Daniels just did a video of a man saying why he would never date nurses. Coincidence? Maybe. But hey, we all know nurses, yeah. If you're in a relationship with a nurse, you may as well go ahead and cut that off. You may as well go ahead and let her go. Because you will be cheated on. Even James Sexton, the famous divorce lawyer that's been on a lot of shows, said, yes, nurses and housewives are the worst women to be in relationships with. But hey, that's another topic for another time. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom, gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact, he went on a police chase, gotta give that a 60. And of course, for the brutality factor, I'm going to give that a 45 as well, because I have to reiterate, when you stab someone, that is up close and personal. You literally want to see life leave that individual. So Anthony Stab Happy Sanchez gets a score of 160. Gentlemen, we keep trying to remind women of how things are going to play out if they decide to go this route, the route of potential infidelity. Hey, it could have been even worse. Not saying this was the case, but this could have been the case. Maybe he found out that the kid wasn't his. That is a distinct possibility, but at barest minimum, I'm going to place my money on he found out that his wife was cheating on him. And he said, oh, really? You want to be unfaithful? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get rid of you. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. And for you wives out there, you women, particularly you nurses, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally. And I do mean crystally damn clear. The power you think that your position gives you, the prestige you think that your position gives you, that can and will go out. Feminism and believing that since you're in a quote unquote high paying job and high position, that you can disrespect the man that you're in a relationship with, that's going to go out right along with it. Most men who are married to nurses, when they find out what's going on, they walk away. I walked away from the meat sack. However, there are going to be men like Mr. Sanchez who decide, you know what? Nah, I'm putting on the mask, because no matter what your job is, you swore fidelity to me through marriage. And guess what? Since you broke that, hey, the contract's null and void. So guess what? Yeah. The mask goes on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.